if you really want to overcome the sin issue, you're going to have to put your pride away and say, you know what, I'm losing here. I'm losing the battle in this area, and somebody, I need help. So have you done that?
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
So our next question has to do with addiction. How would you offer hope to somebody who struggles with addiction? So anything from drugs, alcohol, cutting oneself, things like that. How do you break free from an addiction? Obviously, this is a result of a sinful flesh.
Yeah.
And but what are the instructions here? And how can somebody truly overcome being held captive to something like that?
Yeah. The first place I always want to begin with someone who's dealing with things like that would be the genuineness of their salvation experience. So I always want to begin with, you know, before we talk about how to deal with it, do you have access to the things you have to have access to in Christ to overcome patterns of sin? So do you know Christ? Do you have the Spirit of God? Are you a new creation? Now, I have met people, Josh, that I believe are likely, I mean, none of us can see one another's hearts. So all we can do is deal with what we can see. But I've met people that I believe probably are genuinely converted and so discouraged by their patterns of sin that they want to keep laying the foundation over and over and over again. They want to keep getting saved over and over and over again instead of progressing in the Christian life and learning how to deal with their sin issues. Nonetheless, that's where we always have to begin, is the foundation there. Do you know Christ?
Right.
If you do, then you have to recognize addiction issues are sin issues. And I would encourage people to stop thinking about addictions as diseases. Even if you have a sort of predisposition to certain sins, they're still sin issues. You know, if you have a predisposition, if there's something even genetic that would explain you easily falling prey to alcohol, let's say, it's still a sin issue. Let's deal with it biblically. Let's use biblical language. Let's think of it in terms of biblical categories. And the Bible doesn't deal with these things as diseases. The Bible deals with these things as sins against God. So take our addiction issues and deal with them as sins. Then we ask, how do you overcome sin? And the answer is going to be progressively, not in isolation from other believers. So we're going to think about things like your faithfulness to the Lord's church. We're going to think about your faithfulness to the means of grace that God has ordained. Are you in the Word of God regularly? Are you praying as you need to be praying? Are you in friendships in Christ that give a kind of accountability that you need and help, encouragement that you need? We're going to talk about things like honesty and transparency. Are you lying to people about your repetitive sin issues? Or are you, have you opened your life up to someone who's wise enough, experienced enough in the Lord and in the Scriptures to help you? And are you honest about it? You know, have you put your pride away? If you really want to overcome the sin issue, you're going to have to put your pride away and say, you know what, I'm losing here. I'm losing the battle in this area, and somebody, I need help. So have you done that? And then it's going to come down to understanding there are no magic bullets, right? There's not some prayer you can pray and then it's all gone. There's some experience you can have and then it's all gone. God has, in His sovereignty, chosen to deliver people almost instantly, if you hear their testimonies, from certain addictions that they have. But that's not true with every person. I've met people who say, you know, I came to Christ and immediately my desire for drink was gone, or I came to Christ and my desire for the drugs were gone. But I've met other people who come to Christ and I believe have come to Him genuinely, and these battles are ongoing. So there's not a magic bullet. So what do? You take the disciplines spoken of in the Word of God and you practice them. What do you do with sin? You confess it. You repent of it. You turn from it. But it's never just saying no to something. At the same time, we're saying yes to the will of God. So I even have to think about repentance in the right kind of way, that it's not just this constant, you know, I've got to stop this, I've got to get away from this, but what are you not pursuing that would actually become your strength in saying no to this other issue. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're not finding the strength to say no because we're not pursuing the right things that would actually represent the power and the strength to get out of this sin that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot to talk about. Christianity at a friendship level, Christianity at the corporate level, the church, Christianity at the discipline level, the means of grace that God has given to us to come out of sin, Christianity at the thought level. If I'm dealing with sin issues artificially, according to human philosophy, according to the best that man can provide to me, which is often the case in addiction counseling, then I'm only living in that which any person could live in. Mm-hmm. Any lost person could go through that and do the same thing I'm doing. I want what God gives. I want what is explained by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And if I pursue that, then there's long-term help with respect to my sin issues.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.